Hey, this is Big Papa Pump Scott's Diner.
Yes, yes, it is me, Gerald the Poopé.
Hey, this is Joe Gatto. And
this is Eric Young.
Well, hello there. It's me, Harold the Puppet.
This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to Shootin' Poop.
Shootin' Poop.
The following podcast is brought to you by the Jonas Podcasting Network. Found exclusively at WrestlingWithJonas.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Tripod of Doom this week. You can see that's DDJ, the Premier Joey K, myself, the Hot One, here to bring you episode 88, which I'm going to go ahead and name now, baby. 88 is showtime, and you already know why. So,
how did we get that far?
I mean, it's crazy, right?
I don't know. Just hearing it out loud.
88.
It's wild.
Showtime, baby. 88. We all know why it's 88 showtime. Anyways, 88 starts now. I want to try shooting. Oh, beautiful. Welcome back. Jesus Christ. Guys, let's get this out of the way. You ready for it? Hold your breath.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time. Shooting Shit proudly presents the Stirring Shit Facebook Question of the Week.
The Facebook question of the week was nothing. We did not throw one out because we gave you 2 fucking hours of the shooting shit, boys, on Saturday night.
Yeah, so, pretty much.
Yeah. Deal with it.
Yeah. So, eat a fat dick, fans. I don't care. It was my week. I don't care. You don't get a question this week. You know why? Because I'm sick and tired of hearing about fucking Maria Menounos. Fucking sick and tired of coming up with a question. Actually, no, that's not true. I have a few questions, but goddamn, the question of the week is not for these numpties out here in Facebook. The question of the week's for us. So here's the Facebook question of the week that nobody got.
Breaking news.
What was everyone's favorite part of the weekend?
Oh.
Man.
I think this is tough because there's so many that that I could choose from and stuff. So, but I'm gonna take a stab at Jovan's. His was his new friend he made while we were circling the airport to pick you up. And the funny thing is we were everybody but the guy that was Jovan's friend was in on it.
You know what? Hats off to that old man, because I've never seen an old person look so pissed off in my life. And when his wife finally showed up to pick him up, I swear to God he had to give her the business, because she looked equally pissed in that car. Like she had just gotten read the riot act for being so fucking late that he's waited there for 2 fucking departures that have already got in, unloaded, and he's still waiting there. She just looked like she was just not having it.
Oh, man. I think for me, and this is just me being me, is I just think it's just like having the chemistry that we have when we record carry over into our, you know, how we were basically when we were in an Airbnb, all four of us together and stuff. It just felt like, you know, one big giant show that we only actually let other people see for about 2 hours. And what they didn't see is probably, there's a lot more that the people did not see when we were all together this past weekend. But just being with everybody in person together in person was a pretty cool thing. Because, you know, I mean, how many shows that, you know, have this kind of setup where everybody spread out throughout the country actually can get together and do one show with everybody, everybody in the same room?
Yeah, I think Joey K said it the best, man. It was like the show never ended. We were fucking on for 24 to 48 hours when he got there. It was all show all the time till I fucking dropped him off at O'Hare at the Buck Crack of Dawn.
Good God.
Look, I'm not going to say anything, but I will say this. The present that Joey K left me is the reason it took me so long to get home, because I was so fucking tired and I hit that thing once or twice. I had to pull over and fucking Kankakee and take a nap. Allegedly,
this happens. This may or may not be a true story. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's just say a 13-hour car ride. I didn't get back home till fucking 10 o'clock at night, and I left at 4:30 a.m. Goddammit.
Well, that's weird, man. Me too. Because, like, the way when you told me what time you're leaving, I'm like, all right, you're probably going to be.
Javon got back Wednesday.
I thought, like, when I got off work, I was going to call and be like, he's just like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, you know, almost home, or, like, I'm just pulling the drive. He's like, no, I still got, like, 4 hours to go. And I'm like, what the fuck? I think for me, though, I think the line of the weekend for me was when I got out of your car, Javon, to go, you know, greet Joey K. And him being like, why are you so fucking tall or something like that? That was the
shortest motherfucker out of all of us. I'm like, God damn it. Like, and I was like, I was wondering, because, I can tell Sean's pretty tall in his pictures. And yeah. I already met Javon, so I know Javon's got, like, I don't know, like an inch or two on me.
Oh, yeah, I do.
That's what she said.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But so I knew Javon was already taller than me, and I was like, all right, whatever. Fucking DDJ gets out of the car. I'm like, this motherfucker's like 6 feet tall. Like, what the fuck?
And you can't teach that.
I was like, yeah, you're soft, bud. You're soft.
It doesn't make sense, does it? You see him and you're like, what the fuck?
Dude, I was like, it wasn't even high. Hello. I was like, God damn, why you gotta be so fucking tall?
And I think right then I knew right away. I was like, man, this is gonna be fun tonight.
Oh yeah, dude. It turned out it was a great weekend, man. I don't know. I mean, for me, it's probably just like it was like we had so we did what, 2 hours on Saturday night?
Damn, yeah, about 2 hours.
Because I the audio file, I want to say it was like just like a little over 2 hours, but
yeah.
I was like, fuck, man, 2 hours. And then what no one else knows is then we literally shut everything off. We go out to the fucking living room from the room that we were recording in, and like, it's another, and now, mind you, at this point, because my body's still thinking I'm an hour ahead, right?
Yep.
So I'm feeling like it's probably like 2 a.m. And even though it was like closer to 1:30, so I'm thinking it's 2:30. Then another hour, like, we're just all crashed out on the sofas in the living room.
Yeah,
and like the show's still going on. Like, it's just us though. We're all bullshitting and just talking and having fun until finally I'm like, I just start to fall asleep.
I think we all did at some point.
Yeah,
I just turn around and you're curled up out. I'm like, oh
yeah, I got that little blankie. I'm curled up on the sofa like I don't give a fuck. I was done, man. I was absolutely done. And but yeah, and then the next day it was the same thing. It was like that show didn't stop at 2 hours. That show went all weekend, and it was just, I mean, Jesus, like, as much driving as we did, the car ride.
Whoa, 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 whoa. As much driving as I did.
Oh, I'm so sorry, dude. I had to sit as a passenger for your driving, so I deserve a fucking award for that too.
Me too.
Oh my god.
Good fucking lord.
I sat with my knees in my chest for like the whole last bit of that, which was
not well, that one. That was kind of my fault. That part was my because we got on the wrong side, and I'm like, well, I got leg room, and then there's Jovan like.
But this is great, guys.
I really wanted to look at my fucking knees today.
You can complain about that, but I did offer
in the fucking hood where we could get carjacked.
No,
where you offered.
No,
I did offer where the fucking creepy guy was smiling at.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that guy. I'm like, fuck, we got to get out of here because that dude was seriously creeping the fuck out of me.
And he wasn't doing anything but just smiling. But it was such a creepy fucking smile. Like, why?
Dude, I'm like, yeah, and you saw me. You saw me. I'm like, yeah, we gotta go. Like, and it was daylight out, man.
Imagine daylight, and the guy was just smiling.
But no, dude, it was like, it was like 3:30 in the afternoon.
I offered to pull over on the highway once we got out of the city.
Yeah, even so, better on the highway.
On the highway, yeah. Let's play chicken with our life. Hey, Joey, can you know what's my favorite part of the weekend?
Yeah,
seeing the underground tunnels.
Oh, you fucking
loved it.
Come on, man.
So, Joey K wanted to do a lot of touristy stuff. So, we were trying to make out, like, what's the best way to get this guy a full dose of Chicago? Give him a whole slice of the pie. And he's a Batman fan. We're Batman fans.
Yeah. Like,
we need to go to the fucking underground tunnels where they shot the Batman movie.
Yeah.
Just for Dennis and Sean. Yeah. Who lived there, didn't know how to fucking get there. And then when we finally get there, they could have taken the left and then they took the right. It was just a shit show trying to find the tunnels. But next time he's there, we will find those tunnels.
God damn it.
You know what, though?
Man.
I want to take a moment to give a shout out to Silver Wolf, man. We love you and stuff. And that, but man, that dude knows his history when it comes to Chicago.
He was a fucking Chicago tour guide, dude.
It was the fucking best tour guide. Because he was like, oh, look down this street. That building down there, that was what they used as Wayne Tower. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, all right. Like, hanging out windows and shit. Dude, he was like, this building over here was built in 1912, blah, blah. I'm like, what the fuck?
And then wasn't there one building he pointed at something like or Al Capone's uncle or someone lived or whatever?
And then he's like over to your right, if you take a picture, it's the Drake Hotel, known for. I'm like,
dude,
all right.
We were in the middle of traffic, and he just turned to the right, and he goes, oh, well, if you look at the right, that's the Drake Hotel. That's where, you know, all the musicians, and you're just like, what the fuck?
Chris Farley died on the A4 there. I was like, what? He just had all this shit just like, I'm like, this like over the week? Like,
no,
the weekend, like, we're going to Chicago. I'm just going to brush up a little bit, and he's got like Gabby's got like flashcards for him and shit, like...
What's this building? That's the Drake. Chris Farley died there. Cocaine overdose.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so good. Like the whole time it was great, man. Like we had a great time.
Have y'all seen the breakup with Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
That's who Silver Wolf reminded me of, dude. He reminded me of Vince Vaughn in that movie. He's at the top of the bus.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're up here. We're going to see right to the right side. The bean.
Everybody, welcome to the Windy City.
The second city, because if you didn't know, it burned down the first time, and then we built it back up on the ruins of the first. That's where the actual tunnels that I can't find where we're going. That's what happened. That's why we built on top of them.
Dude, oh my god, it was so good. It was so good.
Sean, see what happens when you don't do the show we talk about you, buddy.
And you know what, though? And like I told Sean and I told Joey K, he can vouch for this, like, I'm a White Sox fan, but man, I gotta admit, it was still pretty cool as hell walking around Wrigley Field and see what they did with that area. They did a hell of a job.
Wrigley's beautiful, man.
Now Wrigleyville now Absolutely. But Wrigleyville back in the day,
No. I might have preferred back in the day. I mean, I was around the neighborhood. I can tell you what goes on in that neighborhood. I just tell you, be careful in Wrigleyville now.
Gentrified and standing tall. It's
loud and proud and get used to it.
Like,
down there.
It was no, like, here's the thing, man. Like, I don't know. I was like, everywhere we went, like it was just like the everybody was super cool, people were super nice.
Yeah,
like, so
shout out to the lady at the lid store where we all got those hats, man.
Yeah, fuck her, who cares about her?
come on.
Dude, that's just, dude, she was nice to you because you spent so much fucking money there, you turkey.
She was a little too nice.
Yeah. She's a little too nice. She was a little too nice, and we have the proof of that, too.
Yeah, she was.
Because somebody who's on this show that doesn't happen to be on the show tonight allegedly pocket dialed his wife. Who then goes into our group chat, is like, yo, this sales girl sounds a little too friendly.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm reading this as I'm standing next to Sean, allegedly Sean, and and the sales girl, and I'm like, oh, this is great.
And he had no idea, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Oh yeah, because I had to go, hey man. Hey, real good thing would be not pocket dialing your wife right now. And he's like, what? Wait, what? He goes to his pocket. He's like, hey, baby. So fucking funny, man. No, but like everybody was super cool. Like, I loved it. Like, so we were at the lid store. And of course, I'm watching the game because they had the Phillies were playing the Cubs in Philly.
In Philly.
So yeah, I go to fucking Wrigley Field and the game's here in Philly. Like, what the fuck? But we go there, I'm watching the game, and I'm like, yeah, fucking A, Phils were up 2-0. And we had, like, this dude, just, you know, cool fucking Spanish cat, just came up. He's like, yo, man. I'm like, what's up? He goes, yo, respectfully, I hope the Phillies lose. Yep. And I just looked at him, and we both laughed, fucking shook my hand, gave him a hug. It was like, it's all good, bro. I get it, man. He's laughing. And then he's like, how long are you in town? I was like, oh, man, I'm leaving tomorrow morning. He's like, oh. He's like, damn, man. He's like, you got some spots to hit. He's like, let me tell you where the best tacos in the city are. And he's fucking shouting out, like, spots. And I was like, all right, man, appreciate you. It's like, he's like, have a safe trip, bro. I was like, fucking everybody was just like the coolest people ever. Yeah. The fucking girl at Portillo's was
the one that liked your shirt.
She was like, I love your shirt. I'm like, yeah, Prince motherfucker, what's up? I'm
surprised you remember that.
Hey, so I gotta ask. I mean, I kind of know, and like Javon knows because we were there. But for those of you, the shooters out there that listen to the show that are from the Chicagoland area, they know Portillo's. Joey K, what was your Portillo's experience like?
I could tell you what it was after like.
Dude, I first of all, the fucking food was just phenomenal. Like, that it was fucking, I was like, oh, this is just delicious, man. That fucking Italian beef sandwich was like just fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I had the hot dog too. Fuck, that was so good.
Yeah.
But that shake, man.
Oh, like, here we go.
Like, no. I
want to hear this.
I did it for the experience. You know, I did it for the rock. And like, I won't do it again. I can't. I didn't. Jamon, like, you were there. Because we went back to the Airbnb at that point. I took that fucking thing with me. I left it there because I was like, I can't fucking finish this. I made it through not even probably half of it. And it was, I was like, I'm
it was
done.
Too thick for him. It was hurting his jaw to try, dude, to pull the cake, like, chunks.
I was like, God damn, man. Like, I couldn't even.
Look.
I didn't have the energy. I didn't have the lungs left. Like, it was fucking brutal.
After... didn't finish the chocolate cake shake.
No.
Dude, that was straight fucking diabetes in a fucking blended cup. Like, are you kidding me?
Look here. After he blew up the bathroom the way he did, I'm honestly surprised we didn't get charged for a cleanup fee. But yes.
Bruh.
He blew up the bathroom after you guys got back, and we still got that nice
motherfucker. Don't even talk shit, dude.
Yes.
I'm laying out there, and like Javon and I are splitting a fucking couch together. And I wake up to fucking DDJ ripping ass down the hallway. I'm like, this motherfucker's like 30 feet away from me with a closed door. And I was like, is he here? Is he standing next to me? What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking. Then, oh, don't worry. Nobody's off the hook on this one.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking the next morning. Fucking Sunday morning. I'm like half awake, half asleep. I don't have my glasses on. I can't really. I'm squinting like fucking Thomas J. Can't see without his glasses. With his glasses on. And I'm looking, and I know it's Sean. Fucking Sean's. I'm like, bro. Like, I heard you light your asshole up in that bathroom. He's like, nah, man, it wasn't me. I'm like, did you not just fucking go in the bathroom and get a shower like 20 minutes ago and all that? And he's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was like, yeah, it was you, man. He's like, oh, yeah, I did. I was like, no shit, bro. What the fuck? And then this motherfucker up here in the corner, this fucking guy, dude, you have the most uncomfortable sounding snore I have ever heard in my life. Dude, I came out. Was it Monday? It was Monday morning because I got up, I had my alarm set, and you were like, yo, just wake me up when it's time to go. And I was like, all right. So I get up, I come out, and I was like, what is that sound? Like, what? I thought a fucking like rabid fucking squirrel got in and was like jerking off in the corner. It was like the weirdest fucking thing. And I was like, hey, buddy. You okay? And you're like, what? Yep, I'm good. I was like, okay. I was just, we're leaving in 20. All right, cool. Like, fuck, all right, man. I'm like,
wake up as Joey Diaz. I'm all right. We got something. Let's go.
Oh my God, yo, we were doing that all fucking weekend. Listen here, cocksucker. I'm going to tell you about this fucking building down the street.
Oh, man.
You know who built that building? Some fucking Cubans, bro. That fucking Al Capone hired a fucking truckload of fucking Cubans, brought him up from Florida himself. He didn't give a fuck.
You know how they
all kinds of fucking mason work, brick work, point work, fucking,
you know, it only took hanging
drywall like a motherfucker in there. They didn't give a fuck making 35 cents a fucking hour, bro.
And the building's still fucking there, Joe Rogan. Still fucking there.
You tell me another fucking city where that fucking building's still standing, cocksucker. Nowhere, motherfucker. Cubans built that fucking bitch in Chicago.
Damn.
So Johan and I were in the back seat pretty much the whole time. Dennis drove, Sean was riding shotgun. Javon and I are in the back. So it's just me and Javon just fucking explaining shit like Joey Diaz. They're so fucking stupid. We just kept doing it.
It was a good weekend.
Dude, you know what, Javon? I'm honestly surprised that you didn't. Your favorite moment of the weekend is when you met your fan, my buddy Jimmy.
Well, I never gave my favorite moment. So yeah, my favorite moment of the week was meeting Jimmy.
Oh, alrighty then. I apologize for that.
Javon's, I know, game. Man. Superpower Comics, man. Look him up.
Yeah, he was really excited to meet you, man. So it was pretty cool.
I got a nice photo with him, and I think Sean's favorite moment of the weekend is where I pushed him out of it.
That's up there in mine, though. That was perfect.
That's funny.
It was not a good time for Sean. Shit. Like, get the fuck out of here, Sean. That's okay.
This is my fan, not yours.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, we're almost 25 minutes in. Should we probably talk some wrestling?
I don't know, man.
We're good.
I don't know. I think the recap was good on the weekend, man. It wasn't bad.
Oh, man.
We did everything but watch wrestling over the weekend. I think we watched a little bit of Rivals.
We watched a little bit of the GCW show, and then we watched a little old school WCW, I think, before we left to go to the...
That's right. We never finished the freaking Mansur fight that we were trying to watch.
That was about the time, I think, when we all started falling asleep. We were just all
out. Yeah, I was fucking out, bro.
we were not making it. We were not making it that night. Let's see. You know what? I'm already on Mansur. There's a shit ton of wrestling this weekend, and everybody. There's four shows. It feels like Mania weekend. Everybody's throwing their shows on over the Memorial Day holiday.
Yeah, it's great.
You know what? Let's do this before we get into the shows, man. Memorial Day. Who knows what it is? What is the actual holiday? Why are we celebrating?
It's in memory of all those that lost their lives defending our country.
Beautiful. It's the day to honor those who have lost their lives, a time to remember them. So to everybody who's had family that have lost the fight, lost their lives defending this great country of ours, so we can do these type of things that we do and that have protected our freedoms, thank you out there.
Yes. And thank you to those who have served and continue to serve.
Fantastic for cutting right there, man. You know, they say that the person themselves is not the only one who serves, but the family as well. So to all the military families, salute to you as well.
Yes.
Take care of your family members, man. There's some strong men and women who go out to defend our liberties and way of life here. That when they come back, you know, they don't always tell you what's going on and they may not always be vocal, but take care of your family members. You know, it's a life-changing experience when they leave to battle and come back. It's hard to adjust. It's hard to get back into the civilian life. So maybe go out of your way to make sure they're adjusting well, see if they need anything, because they've sacrificed a lot of their life for us.
And one thing to add on to that, a lot of times, and I noticed this over the last couple of years, whenever a lot of places they like to do, you know, like for Memorial Day or Veterans Day, where like they'll, you know, hair, you know, barbershops will give like, you know, those that served a haircut, you know, some restaurants will give, you know, veterans like a, you know, a meal. And I just can only say this from my own personal experience. If you ever go anywhere and you see like someone like a veteran who or something, just take a second and go over there and shake their hand and thank them for their service. I can't tell you how many times I've done that. And just the reactions on their face, like, you know, just this genuine appreciation that comes out of them just for me saying thank you. Like, it really means a lot to them, those men and women, when you take a moment to just go thank them for their service. It really means a lot to them.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to the weekend worth of wrestling, because we're going to try to keep this one at a solid hour. We've got four major events, first of which starts off on Friday night with GCW.
Doesn't Impact have a show that night too, the Under Siege?
Thank you for reminding me before we recorded that Impact has a show coming on.
It just popped in my head.
Yeah, that would have been great to know before we did this whole thing. So hold on.
I bet it would have. I'll pull up, you know, talk about GCW. I'll pull up the Impact Under Siege card.
Oh, no, I'm already halfway there. It's okay. Impact Under Siege also taking place tomorrow, May 26th. And match card is, what we're going to be doing, guys, to give you a peek into how this is going to be working. There's so much going on over the weekend. We're going to give the card kind of the matches that's going to happen. Each of us is going to pick just one match of the whole lineup that we're going to be excited to watch. So, with that in mind, here we go. We'll start with Impact Under Siege. Matches we have here for the Digital Media Championship. I Believe in Joe Hendry against Dirty Dango. Steve Macklin, who is a champion, going against the Human Frankenstein that is PCO. Champion Diana Perrazzo is putting the title on against Jordan Grace, which is, if Grace loses, she can no longer challenge for the title as long as Deanna is the champ. You have Trey Miguel, the Impact X Division champion going against Chris Sabin for the belt. Then you have this weird six-way to determine the number one contender for the Impact World Championship. Six-way match between Alex Shelley, Eddie Edwards, Frankie Kazarian, Jonathan Gresham, Moose, and Yuya Uemura. Yuya's been coming up really high in Impact lately, if you've been watching.
Yep.
We have a six-man tag team match with Rich Swann, Sammy Callahan, and a member to be named going against The Design, which is Diener, Angels, and Khan. The Design, of course, formerly Violence by Design. The Design just doesn't feel right to me. Singles match, Trinity making her Impact pay-per-view debut against Giselle Shaw. The one and only Nick Aldis making his return against Kenny King. And then you have, for the Impact Tag Team Championship, the ABCs of the Bullet Club, that's Ace Austin and Chris Bay, going against Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster, also known as the Subculture. One match out of all that, gentlemen, which one are you looking forward to?
Man, that's a stacked card.
It's a good card. Impact puts on bangers.
You know what? Just for me, just going off all of that, what I heard, there, and you could say make a case for just about any of those matches, but that tag title match, I think, with I'm going to go with that, the tag team title match, Ace Austin and Chris Bay versus Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster.
All right. Joey K.
The Jordan Grace Tiana match.
Oh, good pick.
I think that's going to be a really, really good match.
They've put on some classics before. Yeah, yeah. No doubt there'll be enough. They'll put on another one.
This is gonna hurt my heart. But because I'm not picking Moose, unfortunately. Even though
that
match does have two of my favorite wrestlers and Jonathan Gresham and Moose.
You're not picking that match.
I'm not. No! I have a feeling that we're looking at a show stealer here in the X Division. Trey Miguel and Chris Sabin has the potential to be a very special match. So that's what I'm going with.
That's a good choice. I don't think you really could have had a wrong answer in this whole Impact card.
So. Now Impact's coming to play tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Under Siege, give it a watch. Now, shifting gears from Impact to GCW.
You think they have to pay Steven Seagal royalties for that name?
I don't think Seagal owns the naming Under Siege anymore. He probably gave it up for a jelly donut.
Oh, jelly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's gonna get really super old. I'm sorry, everybody listening. We got a new toy. It's we're gonna break it.
We didn't get a new toy, we just got a new soundbite, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
GCW, the Lifestyle Live from shiny Las Vegas, Nevada, USA. In the Silver Nugget Casino, which I've actually been in that casino, it is garbage.
Well, what would you expect for a GCW show? No offense.
That's not nice. That's very offensive.
Is it wrong though?
No, it's not. The place that they go to in Chicago. Exactly.
Being here where ECW is from, the best wrestling comes from the shittiest venues.
But you know what? He's not wrong. Joey K is not wrong.
Yeah.
I see your point, but when we were in GCW in Chicago at that little sports stadium thing, there was no air conditioning. We almost fucking died. There was so much BO. It was terrible. And then they had two cages, glass everywhere. And yeah.
And you know, and that show that we were at Friday night, you know, me, you, Sean, my friend Brad and Ty, that was in a pretty small venue, but at least they had the doors open for that.
Yeah. It didn't feel like I was going to fucking have a heat stroke in that small venue. That was Chicago style wrestling, man, on a Friday night that we were there in Chicago. It was beautiful. It was actually really good matches.
I'll say this about that show, and then we can get into that TLC main event that we saw. I'm going to go on record and say that's probably the best match I've ever seen at one of these indie shows that I've ever been to live. That's how good that was.
It may be one of the best special indies matches I've ever seen. And we saw the Art of Warfare, and we're saying that this TLC match was the balls. It was greatness.
Oh, this, yeah, absolutely. But okay, lay the GCW card on us, my man.
Lifestyle is, let's say here, triple threat match, which could be the show stealer right off the bat. Gringo Loco versus Commander versus El Hijo de Vikingo.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Then you have the GCW. Yeah! God damn it. GCW Ultra Violent title match. Rin Yamashita, the champion, going against Cole Radrick. Tag team match with Matt Cardona, who is also known as the Indie God, and Steph DeLander, going against Jelly Janela and Sawyer Wreck. I'm a big fan of Sawyer Wreck. I've said it before on the show.
Yeah, you said that you fell in love with her at the Art of War.
I did, man. She's got a very specific look to her, but I think she can be used somewhere really big. Singles match with Maki Ito and Sandra Moan. Singles match with the Dark Sheik going against Blake Christian. Have we forgiven Blake Christian?
Hold on. No!
Fantastic. Fuck him. Six man tag team 3-way match. You have Jack Cartwheel, Starboy Charlie, Titus Alexander against Bussy, Allie Catch, and Effie with Mance Warner. So I guess that's Southern Bussy. Versus Los Mestizos, Ciclope, Medio Extremo, and John Wayne Murdoch. I think I need to make money from GCW. If there's not a Southern Bussy shirt out there, they're fucking doing it wrong. Joey Can, you're looking like you don't like GCW down there, man. Nothing's jumping out to you?
I mean, nothing yet.
Well, that was the whole card. I'm sorry.
There's no title match?
GCW Ultra Violent title match.
But now, Masha not defending the...
No, because Masha just defended against Mance Warner.
Okay. Joey K, Joey K, what do you got for this one, if anything?
Well, what was that first match? Because that was probably the one. That's why I was like listening to everything else and going, I don't think anything's going to touch that. What was the first match you said?
Gringo Loco, Commander, and El Hijo del Vikingo.
Yeah, that's fuck.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like going like, is there anything else that's really going to fucking stand out to me? Like, and yeah, that match is going to be fucking insanity. So
I'm going with that one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that may be the match of the night for the whole card, and it may actually start the night off. So if you're just wanting to watch one good match on GCW, that's probably your go-to, and it'll probably be on soon.
You know what? That could easily be the match of the weekend, too, when you think about it.
Three guys who work the lucha style to a high, high level, man. I'm always down. Mm-hmm. All right, gentlemen. We are at the E for the WWE Night of Champions, which is on Saturday. Saturday
starts at 1 Eastern,
so be mindful if you're wanting to watch Night of Champions. It's not a late night, it's not a Sunday, it's a Saturday. Match card is Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus. Rhea Ripley defends the SmackDown Women's Championship against Natalya. Bianca Belair defending the WWE Raw Women's Championship against Asuka. Gunther defends the WWE Intercontinental Championship against Mustafa Ali. Then, for the tag team undisputed championships of the world, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn defend against Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. Then you have the continuation of Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes. And for the inaugural WWE World Heavyweight Championship, you have Seth freaking Rollins against the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. It's a loaded card, actually, for a WWE show. A lot of intrigue on my end.
Yeah, I've got a 1 and then a 1A. My match that I'm most looking forward to, and this is going to be the reason why I have two different ones, because for two different reasons. From a pure wrestling standpoint, it's got to be that World Heavyweight title match for Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles. I mean, could easily be the match of the night and stuff. But from a story line perspective, it's got to be that tag title match, because there's just so much intrigue with, you know, Because you know the Usos are going to play a role in the finish, and it's just I think there's so much of a storyline intrigue there. So those are I've got though that's why I picked those two matches are but for two different reasons.
All right, I like it. I like it, Mr. Premier. What do you got, Bubba?
I want to say the Rollins AJ match is going to be the top one, but God damn, the Intercontinental title match.
Oh,
I think, you know, I mean, Gunther's on a run. We've been saying this shit since last year. Well, at least at the very least since Clash the Castle, you know, where he's a fucking superstar. Let him be a fucking superstar. You got a giant heel that can work really, really good. Like it's perfect storm, but you know, Mustafa Ali, man, that kid has just never gotten his fucking shot in WWE.
Nope.
I think he's coming out and just saying fuck it, full send, and it's going to be a wild match. I think that I think it can turn into be a really, really, really fucking wild match where everybody goes, oh, I didn't know he could do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this could be, you know, what finally gets him over that hump.
Yeah, and I hope so. I hope so. And honestly, he's got Gunther, who's probably a perfect, you know, I know we say this all the time, like, you know, whoever Seth Rollins works with is going to look like fucking gold, you know? AJ's a guy you can say that to. Whoever works with AJ is going to look like fucking gold.
Yep.
Gunther's kind of that guy, too. Like, he like the guys he works with where you think like meh, maybe it's not going to be the best fucking match turns into the best fucking match of the night.
Yeah.
Like I'm not a fan of Sheamus. I like him. I love this shit he puts on YouTube. Like he's a funny dude. Like I like enjoy him personally, but his character and you know his in-ring style is just it's just not my jam. Like, cool, whatever. Dude, he worked with Gunther, and I'm like, fuck, man. Like,
he looked good.
I was like, God damn. I'm like, yo, where's this Sheamus been? Like, that's so he pulls shit out, like, and turns in good matches. So he's got a perfect partner for it in this, you know? Two guys who are working their way up, and man, they can make each other look real fucking good in this match. So I think that might steal it.
Yeah.
Good choice.
That's a hell of a choice, you know. The adrenaline in my soul is leaving because I'm not picking Cody Rhodes.
Thank God.
I think out of everything, I'm really, really intrigued by this Gunther and Mustafa Ali match, dude. I think it's for exactly as you said, Gunther hasn't had a bad match. Ali has shown flashes of just real amazing ability, so much to where before getting hurt, he was supposed to be Kofi Mania.
He was, yeah.
So that tells me the back office knows a little something about Ali that hasn't been shown yet. Maybe he's getting back to that speed.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see it, dude. I would love to see it. I think he's been criminally underutilized. That's my match, dude. I'm going with Gunther and Ali.
All right.
Now, for the shows that are going head to head, we'll stick with the WWE first. NXT proudly presents Battlegrounds. Match card is Gallus versus the Creed Brothers for the NXT Tag Team Championship. Ilya Dragunov versus Dijak in a last man standing match. Wesley versus Tyler Bate versus Joe Gacy. Triple threat match for the NXT North American Championship. Noam Dar versus Dragon Lee in a British rules match for the NXT Heritage Cup. When's the last thing they brought that thing out the fucking closet? Lyra Valkyra versus Tiffany Stratton for the vacant NXT Women's Championship. And Mr. Call His Shot, Carmelo Hayes, versus Braun, the Big Booty Nephew Breaker, for the NXT Championship. Where are we going here?
For me, I'm going to go with a guy who's got a match who the last couple of NXT Premium Live events has really been, like, I guess you could say, been stealing the show. I'm going with that triple threat for the North American title, Wesley versus Tyler Bate versus Joe Gacy. I think, like you said, anytime Wesley is in a match, I think people need to pay attention because he's been stealing the show, and I think that streak continues for him. And when it comes to NXT events, I'm going with that triple threat.
Nice. Joey K.
Yeah, I could care less.
Woof. Not the card I thought you would do a care less about.
Dude, it's NXT.
It's NXT. Are you really surprised?
Fuck about that show. I hate to be a dick about it, but...
Oh, yeah.
You never hate to be a dick about anything. What are you talking about?
Hey, man, fuck that show. I don't know. There's nothing appealing to me on NXT. It's not for me.
I hate to be a dick about it.
But it's secretly, not going to stop him.
Secretly loves it. He's foaming at the mouth. He dreams. Fuck NXT!
Listen to you, cocksucker.
Yeah!
You put these fucking meatballs in a fucking performance center dancing around a ring. They don't know their fucking ass from a hole in the ground. These motherfuckers ain't doing shit. Braun Breaker, you fucking... Get some fucking more vowels in your name, cocksucker.
Do more vowels in your name.
Yeah!
Fucking Steiner. You fucking goof.
All right. I am actually excited about a match on this card that was a very late addition to it. Someone that I think is bound to break out sooner or later. Ilya Dragunov going against somebody who keeps teetering on the verge of breaking off and hasn't done it yet. Dominik Dijak. I think the Last Man Standing match is going to be a hell of a match. I feel like Dijak is... storyline, Dijak needs the win to kind of stay relevant, but my heart's saying Ilya is going to go out there and put on a hell of a show. I think Ilya wins. He hasn't really been the same Ilya that was the champion who beat
Walter
back in NXT UK, and he kind of needs to get back to that because he was just that scrappy underdog, and I love that kind of, you know, story for him. So
I just hope that Dijak doesn't dislocate his finger in this match when you did that last time. Oh, was that nasty?
They made that a freaking shirt, his bent finger. Ugh. You animals. All right. Going on to the show that's going to compete with. AEW presents Double or Nothing. From the MGM Grand Garden Arena in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Your matches are an unsanctioned match, lights out match, a dark match, or whatever you want to call it. No rules.
God damn, barred. Spit it out, man. What the fuck? I'm glad all night.
Chris Jericho versus Adam Cole, baby, with Sabu as the guest enforcer. Because that makes sense. Ethan Page and the Ass Boys versus the Hardys and Hook. Jade Cargill versus Taya Valkyrie for the AEW TBS Championship, which is the hose title. It looks like it says hose. The Blackpool Combat Club with Brian Danielson, John Moxley, Claudio Castagnoli, Wheeler Yuta versus the Elite. Kenny Omega, Matt, and Nick Jackson, and Hangman Adam Page in an Anarchy in the Arena match. So another cinematic match coming up for us here. Jamie Hayter versus Toni Storm for the AEW Women's World Championship. A Blackjack Battle Royal for the AEW International Championship. Wardlow with Arn Anderson versus Christian Cage with Luchasaurus, a ladder match for the AEW TNT title, because, you know, why not? FTR, 7-star FTR versus Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal for the AEW World Tag Team Champions, Mark Briscoe serving as the special guest referee. And in the main event, the four-way pillars match between MJF, Sammy Guevara, Darby Allin, Jungle Boy Jack Perry for the AEW World Championship. What are we looking forward to?
Well, what, I'm looking forward to this because you said the secret word.
He's not even on to bother him with that.
That's the best part. He can't say anything about it.
Jesus. Sorry, Sean, when you listen back.
All right, you know what, Jovan? Why don't you lead off with this one?
All right, I will. Double or Nothing for me comes down to two matches, man. Honestly, just two matches. If it's worth $50 to you, pay it. If not, do what I'm going to do. Exactly. It comes down to Adam Cole versus Chris Jericho in an unsanctioned match. I need to see the return of some of my undisputed brethren there. Or I'm a big mark for the Elite, Kenny Omega, the Bucks, Anarchy in the Arena. The first one was really good. Most of that was due to Matt Hardy, who went through the full phases of Hardy in the freaking pool at the stadium, which was awesome.
Yes.
Hangman riding the horse in against, you know, chasing Sammy was awesome. So I think they have a lot to kind of top the first Anarchy in the Arena, but I want to see how it goes. So those are my two.
You know, I'm really, when I think about that card too, those are the two matches that I'm kind of gravitating towards. Cause I mean, I think Cole versus Jericho is going to be, you know, is going to be not only a great fight, but it's also going to be a great wrestling match because these both guys can, you know, do it all. And I'm interested to see where Sabu fits into the equation. And then, like you said, you know, we just got Roddy back. We haven't seen Bobby Fish in a while. You know, he was with Impact, but he's not been seen. And, you know, of course, Kyle O'Reilly, when's he coming back? So there's a lot of intrigue there. So I got to go with those two as well because the Anarchy in the Arena match has always been wild. You mentioned the first one. The second one, while not as good, was still quite entertaining.
I agree with that.
Man, it doesn't take a lot to entertain you, man.
No, it doesn't.
Like a fucking puppet show or something. You'd be fucking happy and thrilled. I don't know. That fucking TBS title match is probably going to be a fucking train wreck, so I'm excited to watch that shit play out.
It's like the worst match on the card.
This is the worst fucking Double or Nothing I've ever seen. This is the shittiest Double or Nothing card I've ever fucking seen. You expect me to shell out money for this? Wink, I'm not. I wouldn't pay for the show. Even if I had the fucking money to pay for the show, I wouldn't pay for the show. fuck's sake, man. I don't know. It's a fucking stinker of a card. It doesn't appeal to me whatsoever. The fucking, from the title match down, just the shit.
I think I said this to Jovan before you hopped on and stuff, that it just seemed like the majority of this card was thrown together, you know? And I mean, that's...
Which doesn't make sense. There's two cards that shouldn't be. Double or Nothing and All Out. Those two cards are like the biggest events for them every year. And... Mm-hmm. I don't know. This fucking title buildup is shit. This Four Pillars thing is fucking stupid. They're not the Four Pillars of the fucking company, because if they were the Four Pillars of the fucking company, this company is in trouble. It's not a fucking company. It's a fucking cup of coffee in the big time.
Cup of coffee.
I don't know, man. I just think this card stinks. It really does. I don't like the TNT title match, a ladder match. Like, who cares? Who fucking cares? Unless Arn Anderson actually fucking shoots somebody, I don't give a fuck about that match.
Clark Anderson.
I know everybody's super excited to see the Hardys back and just whatever. Okay, cool. You know,
you got to watch it while you can, man.
Rush out of rehab. Come on. I don't know. Like, fuck, man. It just,
It's going to be itching to use that free stay, so we got to get a good match out of him while we can.
Even the fucking the tag team, the fucking FTR match. How bad I want to say that FTR is going to have a great match, but I know they're not because it's going to be a fucking dog shit match because fucking Jarrett's in it.
Yeah.
Like there's three dudes. There's three dudes that can. Yeah, I don't care, dude. Put your toys away. There's three dudes in that match that can work their asses off, and then there's one old man that needs to fucking go home and fucking, you know, not bother anybody anymore.
Like, it's not going to happen. He just brought his wife onto the fucking
show. I know. He's fucking blowing Tony Khan in the back for fucking, yeah, to, you know, oh, bring my wife in now. We're gonna do great business. You're not doing great business, dude. Like, you're fucking the shits. Jeff Jarrett's biggest fan is Jeff Jarrett. Like, it's annoying. So that match is shit. And I don't even know what other matches there are. I wasn't even paying attention, but they're shit too. So fuck them all. I don't know. The Jericho Cole match will probably be kind of cool. That would probably be the best one.
He trashed the whole card. And the Jericho Cole match
like,
is good.
But that's because I want to see Adam Cole. I want to see Adam Cole. I know Jericho is going to kind of, you know, probably do some good shit, some decent shit there. Old man shit at this point, but still, it's good shit.
Sabu has to jump off of a chair at some point.
Dude, all right.
Did you follow his social media with the big? I don't know if it's fake or not. I really think it's fake. I hope it's fake. But somebody's floating around a photo of Sabu talking about, thank you, Tony Khan, and it's a big bag of Coke and on a couple of lines on a little board.
It's allegedly. Oh, man.
It's allegedly.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I've been watching wrestling a long time. Every now and then you see some real confusing shit.
Yeah.
That was it.
It's been a while since I sat there and was like, what the fuck? Like, literally out loud, like, how the fuck did we go from fucking Adam Cole and a potential Undisputed Era reunion to fucking Sabu? Like, we just went, look, I love Sabu, man. That fucking crazy motherfucker he's a fucking legend in my mind all time. Him and fucking Taz together in ECW, just fucking, you know. But huh? Are you fucking, like, I was like, dude, did I accidentally do Tony Khan's Coke? Because I wasn't 100% sure if I really believed what I was watching. Here comes Sabu. Like, did y'all just like find him at the airport? We're like, hey man, I got some shit for you to do tonight. Like, what the hell? Like, how did that even? Where did that even come from? Whatever.
Oh, man.
Fucking A, man. I don't know. I just still think that card's a stinker overall.
Oh yeah. Let's go into final thoughts, gentlemen. We're running at about an hour. Let's hit it. Who wants to start it?
I'll start it. It's gonna probably be, you know, you guys aren't gonna probably be surprised at this, but it's just I was talking about this and I'm trying to be sentimental here, guys.
I'm sorry. I think we both thought the same thing. Go ahead, DJ.
God. Anyways, it's always, you know, really cool, like when you do a show like this with people from all over, you know, the country or the world, because you know you get a lot of different perspectives, and there are a lot of shows, and there are a lot of shows out there, you know, that are basically kind of like what we do. You know, we talk wrestling, but we're from all over the place. But how often do people that do these shows get together or have the ability to get together and actually do an episode all in the same place? I mean, we did something that really not a lot of these types of shows get to do. And I just still think it's like one of the coolest things ever, you know, that the four of us actually were together. We didn't destroy the house. It still stood. Like you said, Jovan said they left the owner of the place left us a really nice review,
which I don't know how the fuck that happened.
You right? But it was just really cool just to be able to, you know, like I said, once again, hang out with, you know, Jovan And, you know, as always, you know, with Sean and stuff, because he and I have been friends for a long time. But by being able to hang out with the premier, and, of course, the first thing he says out of his mouth is, you know, is, why are you so fucking tall and stuff. But in all seriousness, we created a lot of memories over the weekend that I know I personally won't ever forget. So for that, I thank you too. And Sean, I know you're not on the show tonight, but you'll be watching this and stuff. But I thank you as well.
Wrong choice words, or Sean, I know you're no longer with us. What?
Yeah, I was kind of like going. I'm like, I'm gonna. But no, in all seriousness, though, it was just really cool creating a lot of really cool memories with you guys over the weekend. So.
All right. That was beautiful. What were you thinking he was going to say there, Joey K?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. One more thing. I fucking hate Kickstarters.
I thought he was going to go, well, for my thought of the week, my final thoughts, people really need to watch out when they're driving, because I almost got cut off. And when I'm trying to back up and you're not one to move, it doesn't make sense.
Learn to drive in a city, you big pussy.
All right, we're over an hour, guys. Let's wrap this
fucking
up.
And fucking DDJ yelling at us like fucking Miss Frizzle in the Magic School Bus.
You boys don't shut up. I'm turning this thing around and we're going back home.
Ralphie, sit down. Joey, get your ass back in the window.
Okay, Joey, what's your final?
All right, my final thought is...
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
My final thought is the funniest thing for me from the weekend was fucking Gabby texting and messaging me when Sean's sitting next to me. I'm like, I'm laughing. I'm like, wait a second, this motherfucker's gonna punch me. And he punched me. I was like, this is some bullshit, man. This is why we need to do this shit at home. Away from you fuckers. No, it was really funny, man. It was a good trip. It was a good time. I loved it. Fucking city is awesome. We had so much fun. Dude, I was exhausted from fucking laughing. But god damn. I'm not even kidding you. Javon, you dropped me off at like 4:30 in the morning, man.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you boys this one. I left this one out of the group chat. I was saving it for the show. So going through security at O'Hare on Monday morning. They're a little more strict, their TSA, than Philly is.
Oh, no.
So.
Do you have to turn your head and cough?
Dude. He just looked at me and goes, I want to turn your attention to the screen. It's okay. And there's a diagram of a person standing, arms out, legs kind of apart. And it's like, direct your attention to the lit up areas, which happen to be the old Premier Junior down here.
Twinking Giggleberries.
And I was like, what the fuck, dude? My man deadass looks me in the eye. he looks over, he goes, we have a privacy curtain if you prefer.
Yeah.
But you know me.
No, you said go for it.
I just looked at him. I looked at him back with a very serious face and just said, nope, you can jerk me off in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And he damn near did. And the weird part, though, was he actually maintained eye contact with me while he was looking. I'm like, shouldn't you be looking where the potential weapon is? Like, no.
Weapon of mass destruction.
Look me dead in the face, eye to eye. And he's like leaning in. He was like this close to me. It was like right here. And he's just reaching. Yep. Nope.
That's, I'm going to make you squeal. Hey, Jovan, he said, I'm going to make you squeal like a pig.
I mean, it's nice to know. It's nice to know that it's like a fucking 1980s policeman flashlight that just sets off security at TSA, which is cool. But
he looks at you and goes, you got a pretty mouth, boy.
But there's nothing. There is nothing in the world like getting jerked off by a man at 4:40 in the morning while like six elderly folks all in a group are just shuffling by me, watching him jerk me off, and I'm just smiling politely like, I opted for no curtain.
Yeah!
Enjoy. So, shout out TSA for in O'Hare for really getting in there, putting the work in, man.
Do the work!
Do the work right there. He fucking earned his $17.25 an hour. That's for sure. So, that was my last memory. That was my last memory of our trip to Chicago. Getting jerked off by TSA at 4:45 on a Monday morning. Have a good night.
Attention wrestling fans and fans of Shootin' Shit Podcasts. You can now be one of the cool kids by going to ProWrestlingTees.com and buy the official Shootin' Shit t-shirt. Buy it now and be there at ringside.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube at www.youtube.com/@SHOOTINGSHT. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/SHOOTINSHT. Check us out on TikTok at SHOOTINSHIT. And you can buy your official Shoot and Shit shirt at www.prowrestlingtees.com/SHOOTINSHT. And thanks for watching.